Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Shue.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We have never had an ambassador on the show until today. Today is the day, the first time we have an ambassador in studio with us. Karen Brace is here. She's a licensed wildlife rehabilitator, and she is with the ambassador. And I'll let you describe the ambassador.
Good morning, Ted. You cracked me up. I am here this morning with Stuart, the animal ambassador. He is a nine-month-old Virginia opossum.
What is his story? How did you find him?
He was brought to me last August, and it was actually he and his brother. They were found in somebody's yard, and they were brought to me. They were tiny, tiny babies, eyes closed, and over the course of the last 8 months, because he's 9 months, so I've had him 8 months, I have raised him, and it has been determined that he is not a releasable wild animal. He has kind of a wonky hips. He doesn't have the typical ball and socket in his hips
Okay. That
other possums do. So if an animal isn't 100% okay, we are not allowed to release them back into the wild. So I decided to make him an education animal. So in order to do that, I had to get a license through the USDA and a permit through the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries to bring him out into the public and use him for education.
I will say, I mean, he makes me very nervous. He's a possum, but then we'll talk about that. But you're holding him like you would a small dog or like you would a cat.
Right. Well, and again, I'm the only person that he's ever known as, quote unquote, mom.
Yeah.
So I raised him since he was itty bitty tiny. He's very, very used to people. So possums are really, really mellow. That doesn't mean they make good pets. They don't. But I've spent a lot of time working with him over the last 8 months to get him this calm. And he is pretty mellow.
Oh, he totally is. He does make me nervous because he is a possum. We started talking about possums we did a show a couple years ago on possums, and you educated me on them. And I guess one thing, taking him around, you'll be able to maybe educate people like you have me about some of the benefits of possums.
Absolutely, and that is the goal. A lot of people feel the same way that you do, that they're vicious, aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
They can look a little scary. They do have 50 teeth. That's 50 teeth, which is the most teeth of any mammal. And so they can look a little intimidating, especially if you find one in your garbage can and it scares you and you scare him. And So people think that they have diseases and that they carry rabies, which is actually furthest from the truth. They have such low body temperatures that it's very, very rare for them to even contract the rabies virus because it can't live in them.
Okay.
Because they have such low body temperature. So that's sort of the mission of the little business that I started, Awesome Possums, is to just take him around and help him, use him to educate people about his species. Once they see how mellow he is and, that he's not vicious and scary.
Well, when I see them, every time, when I see him in the mornings, when I'm coming in real early in the mornings and you see possums running, and you're just, to me, they're like, they're a big rat. They're just, you just think,
Yeah, that's a lot of people's perceptions, especially the tail freaks a lot of people out. But they are actually our only native marsupial in North America. They are not related to rats. They're not rodents. They are related to koala bears, kangaroos, wombats, Tasmanian devils. But, you know, like, people think Australia, you know, where they have the kangaroos and the marsupials, but most people don't realize that we have marsupials right here in North America.
When, now you're a, we'll talk a little bit in a little bit about what's involved by being a licensed wildlife rehabilitator, because that's a pretty, not everybody can do that, and there's a lot of training and things that go into that. But did you kind of bond with him right away when you got him as just a little guy?
I've known for quite a while that he was not going to be releasable. He had some additional health issues as he was growing. So I have bonded with him. Has he bonded with me is the question. I think he tolerates me, which again is what separates wild animals from domestic animals. You know, he's not going to come up and crawl in my lap and want to be pet like a dog or cat would. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure he tolerates me, but I have definitely bonded with him. He's my boy.
Well, even before you found your boy, you liked possums.
I started working with possums about 2 years ago. I did not know a whole lot about them, and somebody brought me a box of 11 of the cutest little creatures I have ever seen. If you've ever seen a baby possum, they have these little long, pointy rat faces and these huge ears, these adorable little black eyes, and I was pretty much sunk from that moment on. I also work with squirrels and groundhogs. Squirrels are still kind of my thing, but possums are definitely a love as well.
They're on the rise, I think, because yes, no, squirrels are definitely your thing, but I would put possums right really, really close. Now, the thing that surprises me about Stuart, and we will put a picture of him on our Facebook page after the show, when I see possums, you know, just in the wild or if they've been hit or something, they don't seem to have, I mean, he's got a lot of fur.
Yeah.
To me, they were just like a really short-haired dog. That there was not any fur to them. But I mean, that's hair.
Yeah, he's definitely got a lot of hair. And you, I'm guessing, probably never got really close enough actually look. But no, they do. They
okay.
do have a lot of fur in the wild. In the wild, I mean, possums in the wild have a pretty rough life. So they're not, you know, as nicely groomed and clean as Stuart, they can look pretty rough.
Yeah.
So that might make their hair look, you know, a little more patchy and not quite as full. But they do have the same hair in the wild.
So does Stuart get like a bath or anything? Because he looks very clean.
He doesn't actually. He just went out in his new outdoor enclosure last week. So he probably will get baths in the future if he gets kind of grubby outside. But possums are a lot like cats. They clean themselves just like cats.
Okay.
If they're not eating or sleeping, they're grooming themselves. And they sit up and do the paws over the head, lick their paws and do that whole thing just like cats do. So they're actually very clean animals, believe it or not.
Animal Ambassador Stuart is with us this morning. Karen Brace is along with him. Awesome Possums. .com is the website that we're going to talk about, and that's umz.com if you're looking for that and needing a spelling. We're going to talk about that when we come back. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Karen Brace is here. She's a licensed wildlife rehabilitator, and she has Stuart. He's an animal ambassador, and he is in studio with us. If you want to meet Stuart, Karen, Stuart will be making an appearance next Monday.
He will be. He will be making his debut appearance to the public. The folks at the Sugar Shack on William Street, downtown Fredericksburg, it's a little local donut place.
Mm-hmm.
And they are having a little mini Earth Day event, and Stuart and I will be there. And there's also going to be some other things going on. Ed Grimes, the son of the owners of the Sugar Shack, is starting up his little business with education animals as well. So if you want to see snakes and scorpions up close and personal, come on down. Compost Queen Diane Cook is also going to be there talking about composting. I think she's going to have a vermicomposting display with worms, and it's going to be a touchable display.
Okay.
My friend Nancy Stalick from Friends of the Rappahannock is going to be there as well, talking about bats and giving some bat information. And then local pageant queen Martina Myers is going to be there as well, talking about her Save the Bees platform. And if anybody is interested afterwards, Ed is going to break ground on a little garden planter that they're going to start out in front of the store. But as I mentioned, Stuart and I will be there, and there will be all sorts of Stuart paraphernalia to purchase. I got a little crazy, as my husband says that I have a tendency to do.
Stuart paraphernalia.
Yes, Ted, you need to come by and get a I Love Stuart t-shirt, an Awesome Possums t-shirt. There will be I Love Stuart mugs and mouse pads, and a variety of other little wildlife-related things that I'll have.
I had no idea.
You know you need an Awesome Possums t-shirt.
I
wear it proudly, my friend.
Wow. Awesome Possums is the website that you have. It's awesome, POSSUMZ.com, and it really does have a lot of good stuff on it. It describes, really, I mean, you have... You have all kinds of information. One of the things, and all kidding aside, as we mentioned, that Stuart's an animal ambassador, and you do and run a lot of great education programs.
I do. On the website under events, there is a list of all the free and open to the public presentations that I do. I do a lot of wildlife presentations at the Wild Birds Unlimited store in Central Park in Fredericksburg. It's up by Carrabba's, between Carrabba's and Massage Envy. And actually, on May 5th, which is a Sunday at 1 o'clock, I will be doing my Nuts About Squirrels presentation. So you should definitely, because I know you love squirrels, you should pop in and check that out as well. I just got done a few hummingbird presentations. I did bluebirds earlier in the season. So there are also some rehabber friends of mine who are going to be making appearances throughout the year. My friend Lynn Oliver from Valley Wildlife out in the western part of the state is going to be here in September at Wild Birds Unlimited with her education groundhog. And my friend Nancy Stalick, who's a bat rehabber, is going to be there in late October to talk about bats. So there's going to be a pollinator presentation coming up in May by Brent Hunsinger, who is also with Friends of the Rappahannock. So a lot of good stuff. I do most of the presentations at the Wild Bird store. So, and of course, Stuart will be there July 21st. It is his birthday week, and it's also the store's third anniversary, so it's going to be quite the party.
Stuart has a birthday week.
He has a birthday week.
Well, he should have a birthday week. He's so calm right now.
Well, and he, don't forget, he is nocturnal, so he probably spent most of the night roaming around looking for things to eat in his cage, and then I snatched him out of his little hidey hole at 7:30, and so he's probably still a little sleepy, but he is pretty mellow. He was a little rambunctious when we first got here, but he's settling down.
So describe then how you keep him, and how, you know, I guess you have to work around that kind of, you know, when you're up, he's generally not up.
Right. Normally I try to leave him alone during the day, and then I'll go out and I'll spend time with him at night, and I feed him at night. So, he just kind of does his own thing during the night. Obviously, when we start presentations, we're going to have to adjust his schedule a little bit. And he's fine for a few hours.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I'm not going to have him out for hours and hours on end. I try to, programs are limited to about an hour with travel time, maybe 2 hours total. So I try not to disrupt his siesta time too much during the day.
So, but he doesn't roam around the house like a cat would or something, or a dog.
Right. He has his own outdoor enclosure. that has plenty of things for him to play on, and well, possums don't really play, but for him to walk around on, and they're very, very curious, so I hide little pieces of food or little treats,
okay,
things like that around to try to get him to root around and sniff around like he would if he was a possum in the wild.
So what does Stuart eat?
Well, possums in general eat just about anything.
That's what I thought.
He specifically eats, he gets vegetables. He will get the occasional scrambled egg. I don't know how many times my husband has come downstairs in the morning, seen me at the stove cooking, gotten really excited, and realized, oh, you're just cooking scrambled eggs for Stuart. Sorry. That's happened more than once. And he also gets a quail egg a day. Fortunately, I have a friend up the road who has quail. She gives me the eggs for Stuart. He does eat mice. I had to kind of steal myself and start getting frozen mice. It's something I had never done before and didn't really like it, but anything for the possum prince.
You order that kind of thing?
You can do that, believe it or not. Yes. Okay. Yes. I get them locally in Fredericksburg. They are grown and then humanely euthanized and then frozen. You know, a lot of people obviously do that for snakes and things like that.
Yeah.
And mice are, you know, what he would eat in the wild. So we try to keep his diet as close to what it would be in the wild. Now, obviously, in the wild, nobody is making possum scrambled eggs, but anything for the ambassador.
Right. When you're ambassador, you're at a little different level.
And you can call him Mr. Ambassador if you like.
Mr. Ambassador.
Yes.
I will try to just call him Stuart seems to be a little too casual, especially at this point when we don't know each other that well. You've mentioned your husband a few times. He's
the most patient man on the face of the earth.
That is a great image of him coming down and smelling the eggs and thinking, "Oh, Karen's making breakfast."
Yeah.
But not for me.
Exactly. Yes. There are 12 baby squirrels and 4 or 5 other baby possums in my house right now. So he is a very patient person.
When did you get interested I guess you must have always been interested in animals.
Right. I've always been an animal lover. I started rehabbing about 8 years ago when I was out working, actually, and a neighbor of mine sent me a picture, texted me a picture on my phone and said, "My daughter just found these. Do you want them?" And I immediately responded, "Yes." And then, "What are they?" Well, it turns out they were 2 3-week-old baby squirrels. If you've ever seen 3-week-old baby squirrels, they don't even look like squirrels. They look sort of like little aliens at that age.
Yeah.
I had no idea what they were, but I knew they were helpless. They were babies, and I needed to save them. And that was pretty much the start of all this insanity. I learned how to apply through the state of Virginia for a wildlife rehabber's apprentice permit. Did that for a few years, and then just a couple of years ago, actually got my own license. So it is quite a process that you have to go through.
That is a lot. I had no idea that there was, but the state really does have a lot of regulations on that kind of thing.
They do, absolutely. You have to apprentice for at least 2 years under a licensed wildlife rehabilitator, and during that time, that's when, you know, the bulk of your education happens, which is mostly hands-on. There is no, you know, how to raise a baby squirrel academy. I wish there were.
Yeah.
The Wildlife Center of Virginia has online training classes. They call it their Wildlife Academy. And so a lot of people can get continuing education through there. But mostly it's hands-on. It's just working with the animals, learning from the person who sponsors you. If you're like me, I'm a complete school dork. I'll always be enrolled in something. So I spend a lot of time on my own researching, you know, squirrels, possums, groundhogs, putting presentations together. I think that's the best way to learn is you know, put a presentation together and start teaching other people.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned the Wildlife Center over in Waynesboro, and a lot of right. times they're only associated, I mean, they always get a lot of news around here a couple times a year. Usually they'll release an eagle back into right. And so yeah. we all go and ooh and ah, but day to day, the Wildlife Center really does. If you follow their Facebook page,
right.
just some great stories come out of there.
Right. They have, last I knew, they had bear cubs, you know, they work with squirrels and possums and groundhogs, and the less exciting animals, the animals that don't get a lot of press, like the eagles and the hawks and all the big things
yeah.
that they work with. But they are extremely, extremely busy, great staff out there. I've been several times, actually, Stuart, that's where I took him to get his non-releasable letter. They're the ones that did the x-rays of his hips and found definitively that he is non-releasable. So they are a great resource for, you know, rehabbers.
Karen Brace is here this morning, and if you want to, and Stuart also, the ambassador, Mr. Ambassador. And again, if you want to meet him, 6:30 on Monday night at Sugar Shack. It's not 6:30.
No, it's 5 to 6.
Oh, it's 5 to 6.
Yeah. We'll be there from 5 to 7. And I should have mentioned that, sorry. The Earth Day event is from 5 to 7
okay.
on Monday. And I will be there from 5 to 7. Stuart, all I can guarantee, he will be agreeable from 5 to 6. If he gets crabby, he's going to take a little rest. So if anybody wants to see him, get there between 5 and 6.
Five and six to see Stuart. When he gets crabby, how would I know he's crabby? Is there a way, would I know?
Well,
does he hiss or do things like that?
He doesn't. You know, regular possums in the wild, they hiss, they spit, they make all sorts of noises.
Yeah.
He will spit if he gets scared. If I'm holding him and something startles him, he'll whip around and show his really beautiful 50 pearly whites. But for the most part, I mean, as I mentioned, he's spent a lot of time. I've gotten him used to people. He spent a lot of time with me, obviously.
Yeah.
So he doesn't normally hiss and spit. So when he gets a little crabby, when you came out in the lobby to get me for the show, and he was climbing all over me,
yeah.
and wanting to get down and really fidgety, that's sort of Stuart being crabby, saying I've had enough of this.
Has,
done.
Did he have scrambled eggs before he came here today?
He didn't, actually.
Oh,
with 12 squirrels and 5 other possums to be fed, and 3 dogs and a plethora of animals, he did not get cooked for this morning.
This is really a lot of fun, by the way. Karen Brace is here along with Stuart, the animal ambassador. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. More on awesomepossums.com. We'll talk about some of the programs. If you'd be interested in having Karen come and do a program, we'll talk about that and continue this when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk. Done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Karen Brace here, and Stuart is here. Usually, Stuart would be a person sitting next to Karen talking, and we would be conversing, the three of us. But in this case, Stuart is a possum. This is a first. This is the first time I've ever been in the studio with you, me, and a possum. And an ambassador. So there are a lot of firsts here today, Karen. You've got the website, awesomepossums.com. When did that, because you came in a couple of years ago and we did a show. We did a show on possums and how I was totally wrong on how I viewed them. And you educated me and we talked about how awesome possums were. And then you got a website. I guess the website came as kind of developed as you started taking care of Stuart and thinking about things?
Right. Once I knew for sure that he was going to be a non-releasable wild animal, and I knew that I wanted to make him an education animal, I developed the website. It's only been live for about 4 or 5 weeks now, and it's I use it as a way to get information not only about Stuart and how he came to be an education animal, why he's non-releasable, but also there is some great general wildlife information on the website. As I mentioned, there's a list of all the free and open to the public events that I do, but it also talks about education programs. So if anyone is interested in having Stuart and I have to go with him because he can't drive. I have to, you know. So if anyone is interested, you can go on the website, get a little bit more information, and there's also a contact form. You can either give me a call directly or you can submit a request through the website. So people are always asking, you know, who can I do programs? Who can we do programs
yeah,
for?
Yeah, I would think kids would be right away. You see Stuart and you think kids would like him.
Right, absolutely. And we do actually have several programs with children set up. We have a program with Girl Scouts, and we have elementary schools. I actually have a preschool that called me and was interested in a program. We're doing that next week, actually. But really, garden clubs. We have a garden club presentation.
Oh, yeah.
We have a presentation at a community center up in Vienna, which is about as far as I want to go with traffic. As I mentioned, you know, I try to not keep him up too long during the course of the day. So, but, you know, I really encourage any civic organization, community organization, HOAs, any group that is interested in providing information about local wildlife to their folks. Businesses, you know, I can do in services for vets. Really, it anybody, you know, anybody that's interested, like I mentioned, in learning about, sorry, he's getting a little rambunctious again. Anybody interested in learning more about local wildlife. And the programs can be as informal or as formal as anybody wants. You know, I provide just general information about possums,
sure,
and talk about Stuart, and also what it takes to be a wildlife rehabber. So, you know, again, the programs meet the standards of learning for natural sciences. We talk about possums in the wild, what they eat, where they live, kind of what they do. So we do meet the SOLs for natural sciences.
Well, this is the first time I've been this close to a possum. And Stuart's, I still don't want to get any closer than I am now. But, no, I think that, for anybody, I mean, most of us have never, you know, if you hear them out in your trash or something at night, or you get mad, or up close, he's much different.
Right, and possums do. You mentioned the trash can thing. Possums get a bad rap for the trash cans. It's normally raccoons
that are
knocking over your trash and getting into it, because possums are too lazy. And they're also small, and they can't usually knock it over. But if your trash can has been knocked over, certainly partake of whatever is in it. And, you know, they can tear up a bag, and they can make a mess.
Yeah.
But generally, it's the little masked bandits that are actually knocking over the trash cans.
They didn't cause it.
Right.
So they've gotten a bad rap, and so we're gonna try to clear your name there, Stuart, and you and your kind. You, I remember you told me once that that they're around when the dinosaurs were around.
Right. Possums are about 70 million years old, so they were around pretty much unchanged from the time of the dinosaurs, and I actually do a possum presentation, again, at Wild Birds, and I discuss some theories as to why I think that they outlived the dinosaurs.
Yeah, what happened?
And one of the reasons is, like we talked about, they eat anything. So they're not,
they
can
adapt.
their diet, extremely adaptive. Their diet isn't specialized. I know that some of the dinosaurs could only eat a certain plant or a certain, something specific. And if that plant or whatever it was disappeared, then it pretty much wiped out the dinosaurs. I'm not a dinosaur expert by any stretch of the imagination. So that being extremely adaptive and eating just about everything, I think, helped them to evolve. They also have, up to 13 babies, which are called Joeys. So they have, they have several offspring, which helps. But really, I think it's just they're so adaptive and they're nomadic. They don't have a den or a burrow. They don't stick in one place, especially during mating season. They tend to roam around a lot, which is probably why you see them on the roads and so many of them get hit, because at night they can walk up to 2-3 miles in the course of a night just foraging, rooting around, looking for food.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Now, is he a couple years old?
He's 9 months.
Oh, 9 months. Right. So how much is he going to get much? He'll get bigger then, won't he, or not?
He shouldn't. He's probably a little chubbier than he should be right now, actually.
So scrambled eggs.
It's those scrambled eggs and quail eggs, yes. No, he is full grown. He's about 7 pounds.
Okay. Is there any in somebody texted in a question of how did you choose his name?
Well, he came to me, as I mentioned, with his little brother, his brother, and Stuart was the smallest. He was considerably smaller than his brother, so he was little. So it sort of ended up being Stuart Little, and then Stuart.
I wondered that. As I saw the question, and I got thinking, and I thought, I wonder if there's a Stuart Little connection.
He was considerably, as they grew up together. He was always about a pound, pound and a half smaller than his brother. His brother was a beast. That's it. He was just little.
Huh.
And he is actually small for a male. Males can get up to 14 pounds. But he had some health issues as he was growing up. He had metabolic bone disease, which is a condition where his bones didn't absorb calcium properly. His body didn't absorb it properly. So I fed him a very, very high calcium diet and got him over the metabolic bone disease, thought he was good to go, and then upon x-rays from the Wildlife Center, we realized that he has just got really weird hips.
Yeah.
Which makes him non-releasable.
Karen, Bryce here. We're talking about awesomepossums.com, PossumZ.com. And it's just a lot of great information. She is here. Stuart is here, the animal ambassador who is a possum. Whether it's, and this is the time of the year with spring and all, because whether it's squirrels or birds or other things, when someone finds, someone comes upon them or runs into a situation, how does a person go about trying to find you or other, how do you find rehabilitators in the area who, if you don't know what to do with, if you find some animals and want to find something to do with them?
Right. As you know, I'm affiliated with the Wildlife Rescue League. It's based out of Northern Virginia. It is a virtual organization. They have a great helpline, and that number is 703-440-0800. So if you find, especially if you're up in the Northern Virginia area or out a little further west than Fredericksburg, you can call them. You do have to leave a message. It is staffed by volunteers, but somebody will call you back. So if you find, a baby XYZ and you don't know what to do with it, if you find an injured animal, I always recommend animal control. That's the best. Or, you can take it to, around here, you can take it to Heartwood Animal Hospital. They are the only ones locally that work with wildlife. So But if you are outside of Fredericksburg or Stafford County, where I am, you can also go on the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries website. If you just Google DGIF wildlife, you can find a link and look up wildlife rehabilitators by county. That's also a great resource. If you're local, you can, and if you find a squirrel or a possum or a groundhog, because the only animals that I work with, you can actually call me directly, or if you want to schedule a program with Stuart, you can call me at 703-772-2766.
703-772-2766.
Right.
If you'd like to do that, you and Stuart are going to become a road show and can go around and do things. I guess this is the time. Spring, I guess, is the time of year, Karen, where we can run into things. And you're always quick to point out that sometimes you see animals and maybe the mother may return, that you don't have to maybe not. In certain situations, assume that the mother's gone.
Right. With squirrels, a lot of times we've been successful helping people to get them, the babies reunited with the mothers. Mama squirrels want those babies back.
Mm-hmm.
If they are able and if the babies are healthy, that we can, you know, a lot of times get them back with the mom. Birds, I don't think it's happened yet. They're not fledging yet. But a lot of times people will see baby birds on the ground and panic and think, oh my God, there's an abandoned baby bird on the ground. A lot of times those are fledglings, and fledglings need to spend 2 or 3 days on the ground. They land down there, and it just takes them a couple of days to figure it out, learn how to fly. But mom is still there, she is still watching. And if you don't believe me, mess with her babies and you could get pecked in the back of the head. So that is just a natural process for birds. With possums, it's different. Mama, I don't know if anybody has ever seen a mama possum walking around with, you know, 11, 12, 13 babies hanging all over her. Sometimes, you know, on her back, down her face, she can hardly see. She's like the typical soccer mom chugging along the road. If one falls off or if she gets startled and, you know, and darts and babies fall off, mama possums do not go back for their babies. They sort of look back and think, yeah, it is not worth crossing that road again for.
Yeah.
So if you find a baby possum in your yard by itself, it does need to come into a rehabilitator. Mom is not going to come back.
Isn't that interesting? I don't think I've ever heard that.
Yeah.
Huh. Now, isn't it an old wives' tale, or is it true that, because you're always told, don't, if you touch an animal, then, you know, the mother's not going to come around.
Right. That is not true with mammals. So you can handle a baby squirrel. Again, you know, use caution, wear gloves, you know, protect yourself.
Yeah.
They do have parasites and, you know, they're wild animals. So, but no, we do handle baby squirrels. And, you know, because you have to get them warm. If mom's going to take them, they have to be warm. So that's not necessarily the case. You don't want to handle them too much, but mom will come back and take them even if they have been handled, and even if they do smell a little bit like humans.
Well, and the especially today, we're going to have storms, and it's going to get real windy today. I guess these are the kind of days when you can start finding animals around, just because it's going to be very windy.
Right. These are the type of days that rehabilitators this year dread, because if it is windy, the squirrel nests do blow down, and squirrels can end up in leaf piles and on sidewalks and just everywhere.
So you said you've got some possums and squirrels right now that you're
right.
So once you get them back to health, then do you release them, or does someone else take care of that?
Well, they are all healthy. They're just abandoned orphans. So my job as a rehabber is to raise them and then eventually release them. It's always the goal to release them back into the wild.
Yeah.
And it was even with Stuart until we realized that he is non-releasable. So I release some at my house. I have 12 acres in Falmouth, so it's a pretty good area for squirrels. And I also work with a couple other rehabbers. I work from home, which is nice. So I can take the little critters that need to be fed more often. And then as they get older and start eating on their own, I do work with a couple other rehabbers who are then able to take the older ones and then finish raising and release them at their house. So that I can continue to take smaller ones.
Yeah. Awesome Possums is the website. Awesome and the Possums is POSSUMZ.com. Karen Brace has that, and it has got just some great information. Karen is here along with Animal Ambassador Stuart, who is a possum. And we will wrap this up when we come back in just a second. Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We will conclude on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Shue.
Karen Brace is here, and the ambassador, Mr. Ambassador Stuart, is here. It'll be interesting, Karen, to see in the months and years ahead just how you're able to change people's perceptions by taking him around. I think going to schools and, you know, you think of Girl Scout and Boy Scout troops and just all kinds of areas he'll be able to go.
Right. It should be, I'm looking forward to it. It should be fun. I think the best way to change an adult's mind is to educate children.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've already had people, even just through the website and talking with me and people who have brought me young possums, people are already saying that they look at possums differently now, which is my goal.
That's what you're doing this for.
Absolutely. So, and he hasn't even been in the public yet. So I think once we can get him in front of, you know, 50, 60 Girl Scouts or an auditorium full of elementary school kids, garden clubs especially, because it's a lot harder to change an adult's mind than it is a child's mind. So. I look forward to the responses and the reactions that we get.
I'm sure everyone will be interested to touch his tail and things like that.
Well, actually, they are legally not allowed to touch him.
Oh, okay.
So I know that will probably be disappointing to a lot of people.
I could see that, though. You know,
right. It would stress out him.
Yeah.
And also, you know, it is for everyone's safety because, as I mentioned, he does have 50 very sharp, pearly white teeth. And while he has never bit anyone, you know, you don't know if you get him in a situation where he's unsure or something startles him, it could very well happen. So no one during these presentations, any presentations, are actually allowed to touch him, which it is too bad because, you know, people would love to touch the tail
it looks like it's rubbery or something, but
it is a little bit. The tails are extremely strong. They're actually prehensile tails, sort of like monkeys, so he can grip with the end of his tail. He's got sort of like
okay.
a little finger at the end of his tail.
Okay. Again, if someone wants to get a hold of you, 703-772-2766. 703-772-2766. Best way is probably awesomepossums.com. Awesome, POSSUMZ.com to get in touch and really see what you offer with the programs. And again, Stuart will be at Sugar Shack 5 to 6 on Monday.
Right. And the actual Earth Day event itself, as I mentioned, is 5 to 7. So there'll be a lot of other things going on there. And so we'd love to have people swing by, meet Stuart, grab a delicious donut.
Well, Karen, thank you. You and Stuart, it was a first, and we'll see you soon. Right. Thanks.
Thanks, Ted.
That's it. Karen Brace here this morning along
Thanks
with Stuart. We'll see you
Town
Monday.
Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.